In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we're going to get fit on this Friday a little bit later on with Jane Ann Benire. I hope that you'll stick around for the full show. Charmaine Yost is here today talking about March for Life all these many years after it started. Rachel Gresler from the Heritage Foundation on why a new nominee for Biden is going to be a threat to workers. And we start with Governor Mike Huckabee, the one and only. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we've got a lot to get to, and I want to get right into the top headlines of the day with Governor Mike Huckabee, who is so gracious to come and hang out with us on Fridays. It's the funnest day of the week, and I think that's one of the reasons why I enjoy having Governor here, because he's one of the funnest people in public life that you can know as a friend or as a personality, and I'm honored to call him both. Governor, I need your help, though. You've been around politics a shade longer than me. I know that I'm old as Moses. I don't know what that makes you. The two-hour snooze-a-thon that the president held, and for every question that he was asked, which didn't include anything about the border, not very much about COVID, nothing about national security, Some stuff about Russia, some stuff about how Trump's bad. But every, no matter what the question was, it seemed like 7 minutes of eternity of bumbling along in ways that I've never seen bumbled before. And this is coming from the leader of the free world.
It was supposed to be a moment in which Joe Biden proved that he was up to the task. But interestingly, when it was all over, even the people who normally would be gushing, and I'm talking about Van Jones and David Axelrod and a host of Democrats and talk show hosts ranging from CNN to MSNBC, they all recognized that it just was a whole event that hurt him more than it helped him, because he did not come across well. He met so many gaffes that his staff spent the next 2 days cleaning up in aisle six because it was absolutely get the mops, the brooms, everything we got, the vacuums, because we've got a mess on our hands from Ukraine to the border. And it just he really did not do himself well.
I know one thing after watching that, and this part really impressed me. When I get to his age, I want whatever he's on, because the way he was able to stay upright for that amount of time, given his recent performance, was really amazing. Let's talk about the things that they didn't talk about. Why didn't we get any answers on Ukraine?
I think because he doesn't have any. His own answer that day was, well, if they have just an incursion, we probably won't do anything about that. And then he had to come and backwalk that, because an incursion is an invasion. I think what he should tell the Russians is just say that the Russians are simply wanting a better life in the Ukraine, and they're crossing the border because their children will have a better future there, and they don't need vaccinations, and they don't need passports, and it's not an invasion. It's simply a migration from the country that they want to leave, and they wish to become voters in the Ukraine. Given our own situation on the southern border, that's how he can play it. And Joe really doesn't have any comeback for that.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that is very deftly moving into that next area that he didn't get even a single question on. Governor, I know that this press corps that's at the White House right now looks like a bunch of junior hires. And I know that's partly just a result of the age that I am getting to, as opposed to where I started out in this business. But there was a time when you looked at the White House press corps in particular, and you saw seasoned journalists in there that had worked their entire life to get to that point. And that was really, I mean, besides the anchor chair in New York, the next best gig in all of journalism is the White House press assignment for your network. And there were the likes of Sam Donaldson and Diane Sawyer and others that used to occupy some of those chairs that, honest to goodness, they look like college interns. And the level of questions that they ask are so inane. And I just don't, I mean, maybe it's just time to give up on media altogether. But, Governor, can't we do better than that?
Gosh, I hope so. It used to be that the next gig after the White House press gig was sometimes to an anchor chair.
Yeah.
Because clearly the highest level of assignment until you anchor. Now it's like, well, once you've done that, I guess you can be a beat reporter for a station in Poughkeepsie, New York. It's really unfortunate. But the questions that they ask, and the fact that they did not push back hard enough on the follow-ups, if they got a follow-up at all, it was disappointing. Now, what someone should have said was, Mr. President, I'm sure the Republicans would be happy to answer that, but we're not able to advocate for a political party. Why don't you tell us about the border, about crime, about inflation, about Ukraine? Why don't you explain to us why we still have Americans stuck in Afghanistan? That's what you're the president. They aren't.
I am very concerned, Governor, that what we are looking at by way of Ukraine and let's face it, the issues surrounding China and some of their neighbors and what they are threatening to do, that we are looking at a potential of really encouraging our you know, enemies to take a step of boldness of some sort. And I'm afraid that whoever is making the decisions for our country is not going to be up to the job if and when that takes place.
Well, and that is pretty sad. Kamala Harris, who tried to make some explanations the next day, did not do well. And I get the impression when I watch her that she's like a person who is pretending and working so hard to look authoritative and knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have it. One of the things I thought Joe Biden said that was just incredible was in his little settee with Democrat National Committee yesterday, in which he said that a lot of the things that he said weren't promises, they were proposals. And I'm thinking, what woman would say, oh, he didn't actually promise to marry me, he just proposed to marry me? Come on, Joe. None of us are buying that.
It doesn't quite work that way, but the creme de la creme, though, Governor, and you pointed this out on Twitter, is that he was very self-congratulatory about what exactly I'm not sure of, but he sure thinks he did a great job.
I've never seen anyone who embraces failure as success quite as effectively as Joe Biden. My point was they had to stop the news conference. He was rushed to Walter Reed because he broke his arm patting himself on the back for what a great job he'd done. We just want to say, you're right, but you're only right to the degree to which no president has ever messed up the country so fast, so extensively than you have in his first year in office.
I think that Woodrow Wilson and Jimmy Carter are just but distant bits of dust in his rearview mirror at this point. Governor, Meatloaf died this week, and his last television performance was your show. Any quick thoughts on that?
Well, he was a great guy. I got to know him several years ago when he was on my Fox show, and for some reason we hit it off. Now, there's not two more opposite people in the world.
I was about to say.
I mean, just, you know, it's different as day and night. But I love the guy, and for reasons that I don't fully understand, he loved me. Hmm. We would text regularly and keep in touch, and it was like friends that make no sense to anybody but us.
Yeah.
I kept telling him I wanted him to be on my show on TBN, and Meatloaf had not performed in 6 years. He'd gone through a lot of health problems, had back issues and throat issues. He finally said, okay, I'll come. And I'll be honest, he was very nervous about it because he hadn't been on stage in 6 years. And if you go to my Twitter account, I've linked to all three of the songs that he did on the show.
Nice.
It was magnificent. Just incredible.
Nice.
And it was so good for him to be able to be on the stage and hear the applause and to realize people loved him. They really did. And yeah. I loved him.
That's
I'm going to
miss
him.
Well, speaking of the show, what do you got on this weekend's Big Edition?
James O'Keefe is going to be with us. We'll talk about the raid on his apartment in New York by the FBI. I think that's going to be a fascinating experience to talk about. So Paul Overstreet will provide music. But the James O'Keefe conversation, I predict, will be a newsmaker.
All right. We want to check that out. That's TBN Saturday night, 8 and 11. Sunday night, same thing on TBN. And Governor Mike Huckabee, always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. We still got a huge show ahead. We've got Rachel Gresler, Charmaine Yost, and Jane Ann Benira as we kind of round out with the ladies this afternoon, this evening, wherever you're catching us. It's Kevin McCullough.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
We're very happy with the product. We're using it every day. My husband really loves it. He was a runner from when he was in high school. And past couple of years, he hasn't been running. So he's back to running. He's very happy, and he feels energized. I like the product, too. I think it's excellent. I can't see how taking fresh fruits and vegetables is going to harm you. Some of these drugs that they prescribe have all kinds of side effects. Well, I found no side effects with this, so I consider it like a little insurance policy.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kevin.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us per usual. And there have been a number of nominees that the administration has put forward for different positions, even now a year after taking office. It's amazing. I'm a little bit amazed at how lackluster Democratic administrations tend to be in terms of their enthusiasm to getting posts filled, because it does seem like it takes them forever. Maybe I'll get around to putting someone in that position. And remember when President Barack Obama left office, he left, it was some obscene number, like 180 judgeships open, which, you know, I didn't have a problem with that. President Trump came in and just filled them right up. But there is a nominee that I'm starting to hear a lot of grumblings about from different perspectives, and glad to have Rachel Gressler joining us. She is a research fellow in economics, budget, and entitlements at the Heritage Foundation, and if you read her stuff, you know that she specializes in particularly those workplace and economic issues that matter to Americans. Rachel, thanks for being with us. You've penned a piece in the Daily Signal about how the current labor nominee would actually threaten the jobs of 59 million workers, not help them, not benefit them, but actually threaten them. Explain.
Yes, and this nominee is David Weil, and we know what he would do because he was actually in this position at the Department of Labor under the Obama administration. And some of the decisions he made and the regulations he implemented were actually overturned by the courts. And so we know that he's going to be gunning after anybody who wants to work for themselves, whether they're a gig worker, independent worker, freelancer, contractor. They're going to use the Department of Labor, and they're going to deputize whoever is in that position, presumably Mr. Weil, to have the authority to implement rules, whether they're constitutional or not. They will probably go into place for some period of time at least, that are going to drive out those opportunities for what now 59 million Americans, more than one out of three workers, participate in some type of independent work these days.
Yeah. Rachel, I'll be very straightforward. I don't know of many people within my own circle of friends, even if they are full-time employed by a company, that do not also have some sort of side business, weekend gig, things that they're doing. I know a fellow, for instance, that works full-time for the Fox News Corporation in the audio department there, but on the weekend he serves as a worship leader at his church and does different music gigs, as he's able to supplement what his family needs to get by with. This is going to impact so many people, and we've always, in American at least values, and from my perspective, we've always said to folks, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a self-employed person, if you're a freelancer, if you are a gig worker, if you're chasing a dream and you're doing that, that we value that as a culture. We've always said, this is good. This is where America kind of came from, is this kind of independent, I can go out and get it done on my own initiative kind of thing. That's what they're really attacking here, and I don't know why. Rachel, can anybody explain why they want to hurt the people that are in these positions?
Well, it really gets down to who's behind this, and it's the unions. The unions are behind this because it's very hard to organize workers who are working for themselves. You can't force them into a union and to pay union dues that they don't want to have taken out of their paychecks. And so they want people to be in formal employment where they're receiving a paycheck from their employer so that the unions can have access to that paycheck. And that's really what it gets down to. And when you look at the support for this, I mean, it was a labor-written bill, the PRO Act, that contains a lot of the provisions that we will likely see come out of the Department of Labor instead. But exactly as you said, you know, this independent, this entrepreneurial activity, that is what America was founded upon. And we've always encouraged that. And the people who are participating in it, they're not doing it because there's no other options out there. We know with 10.6 million job openings, there are plenty of formal jobs, but it's because it's an opportunity for them to either earn something on the side, additional income, to use the blessings that God has given them and their skills to provide services and goods that other people want. Or some of them are doing it full time and it's their only job. But those who are doing it, a lot of them can't work for a formal employer. More than half of the people who are freelancing or independent workers have either health conditions or they have childcare needs or other family members right. They're taking care of. They can't do these other things. And now what we're talking about is closing doors that are pure opportunity out there for people to earn more money or to be able to be their own boss and work in the way that works best for them. And when we look at the pandemic and how people have realized, hey, I really like having more flexibility or the remote work option. And what we're talking about is not just like going back 2 years and taking away all those benefits that have accrued, but going back like 6 or 7 decades. And what they really want to promote is more of kind of the manufacturing model where you check in at 9 and check out at 5, you report to your boss, so, you have that punch card.
It's so dumb. But to I think to your initial point, this is what I really want people to understand and hear being said. This is about a group of people that do not have control of this group of workers' paychecks and basically work conditions. And they want to manipulate those paychecks and work conditions so that, amongst other things, they get a cut so that they can organize and unions can prosper because their people are paying into unions. And they can also say what you can and can't do. And at the end of the day, the very heart and spirit of the American worker is to spit in the eye of that. I'm going to start my own company. I'm going to do my own thing. You're not going to tell me what to do, and you're not going to hold me down and keep me from achieving it.
Absolutely. And when you look at what's happened with unions over the decades, there was a point in time where they were providing a real value to workers and protections that they didn't otherwise had. And that's why we saw there was upwards of 30% of U.S. workers were unionized at some point. Now it's about 6% of private sector workers who are unionized. That's because the unions aren't offering them something they want. They're instead implementing these one-size-fits-all structures, not allowing employers to pay people based on their productivity and what they're bringing to the job. And so they're not able to attract the workers on their own. So they're going to Congress and saying, in Congress and the Department of Labor, and saying, you need to write into regulation.
Exactly.
Yep, exactly. Force them to pay their dues so that we have direct access to their paychecks, whether they like it or not.
You started out by saying, and by the way, Democratic political officials will benefit from that, too, because they want to monkey around with the IRS in ways that continues to take freedoms away from us. Real quickly, you mentioned that some of his regulations were overturned in the Obama era. Is it likely that people are going to be ready to file suit should he pursue some of these things in the Biden era?
I think so. And, you know, we've already had the National Labor Relations Board has issued a statement saying that they are considering revising the independent worker standard. And I think as soon as David Weil would get in office, they would do that. And I think that hopefully there will be some lawsuits and some challenges ready against that.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Rachel Gressler, we appreciate everything that you're doing. Keep up the great work at the Heritage Foundation. And again, friends, if you want to read her piece, How This Labor Department Nominee Threatens 59 Million Workers. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel. Finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And it is that time of year where the it gets really, really super cold. About that time, it must mean that the March for Life is underway in our nation's capital. And here to discuss this, amongst other things, is Charmaine Yost. And Charmaine, always a joy to have you with us. This time of year, very reminiscent of that very cold January back in 1973 when this date was an important one. But what does it mean all this time later, at least as you can tell?
Well, it's really kind of humbling to think about today and the thousands and thousands of people commemorating the anniversary in the cold. I mean, you and I have been to so many of these in the rain, in the snow, in just, you know, all kinds of conditions. And just the constancy has paid off in that we have this major case, the Dobbs case that's pending in front of the Supreme Court. And we'll get an answer on the future of Roe sometime around June of this year. You know, it doesn't mean that the fight is over, because it'll almost certainly go back to the states. That's the most likely scenario that's going to happen. And, you know, we've still got a long way to go, Kevin, to win the hearts and minds of the American people on this issue. But I'm optimistic that progress is being made.
Yeah. No, I think that's the message. And, you know, it's funny because the media always overlooks what goes on at the march. And yet you cannot pin a more overarching historical movement that has ever activated as many people as this has for as long as this has. I mean, even the move for abolition and slavery, the release of slavery from our lives here in North America, it did not muster the forces that every single year in January we see show up in Washington, D.C. And yet so many other things that will happen there will get so much more media coverage. It's truly remarkable.
Well, it is kind of amazing. It's funny you mentioned that, because I woke up this morning and was reading all my usual newsletters and headlines and just thinking,
wow, of all the years for them to just completely ignore the march. But, you know, they're just doing their usual kind of turn and look the other way. Hey, look, a squirrel.
That's exactly what it is. And this on the heels of the historical event of President Trump addressing the march last year. I mean, that was, you think about it, it was kind of, you know, historical in that sense. And this year it's, you know, forgotten about.
Well, that was a big day. And also, you know, a friend texted me this morning just reminding me of what 2016 was like. And just, you know, the years of little by little, you know, voting pro-life people into office, holding them accountable, moving the ball, getting pro-life justices on the court. You know, it's been a very long, meticulous road to get us to here.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And this year we may have some movement in the Supreme Court on the initial Roe legislation. So, I mean, or decision. So it should be an interesting year yet to watch on the issue of life. Hey, speaking of life and speaking of life in America, you know, I think the whole country was taken aback at the synagogue attack in my hometown of Fort Worth last weekend. But how it was dealt with and how it was talked about following the event, particularly by law enforcement and particularly by our Federal Bureau of Investigations. Charmaine, what's going on?
Man, Kevin, I'm telling you, I don't know something that's made me as angry as that whole episode did. You know, when the FBI came out afterward and said that this didn't, they explicitly asserted that the whole episode didn't have anything to do with the fact that it was a synagogue and that it was Jewish people who were being held hostage. They made that as an explicit assertion. And I, you know, everybody was kind of like, wow, that just defies common sense. That's crazy.
Nobody believed them. That was the thing.
Nobody believed them. But then they ended up having to release the audio call from the guy who was holding them hostage that included his vile rant, anti-Semitic rants full of profanity. And, you know, it just for them to lie so baldly and boldly. And we hear a lot being thrown around about threats to democracy. One of the things I'm increasingly concerned about, Kevin, is just, you know, as our institutions continue to lie to us, continue to be shown to be faithless and untruthful, people are just losing faith in all of our institutions. Yeah. And I think that's a problem.
It's going to be, if you want to have government that is productive in any form or fashion, because if people don't trust it, they won't care anymore.
It's going to be
looking out for me and the rest of the world. Forget about it, because I can't trust anything.
And the FBI, you know, law enforcement, you've got a sacred duty there to hold the public's trust. Yep. And I think somebody needs to be held accountable. Some people need to be fired. And we've got to have some accountability for truth telling coming from the highest parts.
For the record,
like,
I want everybody to hear me say this clearly. The door kickers that work in the field, I'm so grateful for those guys. But the top brass at FBI that have made all of these political decisions and calculations in recent years just turned my stomach. And that's where we're kind of at. We're kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
Charmaine, I appreciate your insight as always. Thanks for being here.
Happy Friday, man.
You too. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Many doctors and specialists recommend eating a diet rich in fruits and vegetables because they are scientifically proven to provide your body with numerous benefits. Inside each fruit and vegetable are thousands of nutrients known as phytochemicals. They help to keep your cells strong and healthy. For years, scientists have isolated certain phytochemicals, creating artificial vitamins. But phytochemicals need to work together, and isolating them can have harmful effects. Only by eating whole fruits and vegetables can you get all the phytochemicals working together in harmony. At Balance of Nature, we understand this. That is why we use whole, natural produce in our products, providing your body with all the nutrition it needs on a daily basis. See why people all across the world are taking Balance of Nature by going to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God's gonna do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants of the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel. Finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Be in theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. And, you know, every week we are checking in with Jane Ann Benaira of the Keeping It Real podcast. You can get back episodes, by the way, if you go to the Kevin McCullough section of SoundCloud, Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn. You go anywhere. You can find them because they are everywhere. We never put them behind a paywall. And so grateful for those of you that are taking advantage of that. But Jane Ann, full disclosure, is a fitness instructor. She works with the Lifetime Fitness Group here in the tri-state area. And she also has private clients, and she does a lot of life coaching and mentoring and other things across the board. So we're just really, really happy to have her with us. And Jane Ann, I'm always pleased when I've taken one of your classes, because I come out of it usually more challenged in some specific ways. And this week you threw out a little phrase that I just thought was really powerful. And then lo and behold, it's what you wanted to talk about today. What is consistent about consistency?
I love that. Yeah. I'm excited that you felt that, Kevin, because I did. I threw it out. And I cannot claim the words. They came, you've introduced me before and said that I box as well. And yes, I do on the do. Side. I do. And my boxing coach, also in this area, Travis Sample, he said to me last week, these four words that I can't get out of my head, and they have shaped my last week. So they need to be heard. Nice. Across the airwaves. Here we go. He said to me, consistency is the consistency. Hmm. And at first I thought, oh, you know what, Travis, I'm not really an organized person per se, as in, you know, I kind of like, I feel like I float around and do what, you know, I'm not sitting at my desk sort of organizational wise.
Right.
And then I started really thinking about those words in the terms of fitness and also me just saying that I'm not really organized. That's not true. I am consistent in certain things, what I feel is important, correct? So consistency is the consistency. That's the success. And we'll bring it to fitness first. And as you know, it goes way past fitness.
Sure.
So thinking about these words, because, you know, I hear all the time people ask me,
you know, obviously how to stay fit, how to stay on track with your diet, how to live a, you know, a more positive life. Consistency is the consistency. So a lot of times I hear people say, well, I cannot leave the house without making my beds. The house has to be clean and then the day goes away and then I don't have time for a workout. I thought to myself, you know what, that's the consistency of distraction. And you know, in yoga, the minute, and yoga and boxing are the two, by the way, that I believe teach you the most about how to stay in the present. And you know, the minute distraction comes in, that's an excuse in the mind. It'll pull you out of a posture. It'll, you know, you'll miss your swing, whatever it is. So all these things are relevant. You need, sure, beds need to be made. No one wants to live in an unclean house, but that's the mind's way of an excuse to get you out. It's a distraction. And then I thought about another excuse, which is also relevant. We all need to answer emails, take that phone call, etc. That's the consistency of reaction, which yoga will also teach you, is, you know, is how to calm the reactions. Not everything has to be done right now.
Right.
And last week we got off the phone, or off the, our time together. Thank you. Our conversation with speaking about how, you know, the vibe that you attract is your tribe,
right,
sort of thing, and how you pick people to be around that are positive and that uplift you and challenge you and all those good things. And fitness and the people and the attraction of vibe there is, that's what I started thinking about, is that's the consistency of attraction. So what you attract, what you put out there is what you're going to get. And that's why I believe in fitness so much, is not to worry so much about the end results. One, if we change our mindset into the consistency is the consistency of the attraction of what you want to get, because the universe will respond in that way. So the consistency is the consistency. And then there's the distraction, the reaction, and the attraction. What do you want to be consistent in?
That's the bottom line question, isn't it? At the end of the day, what do you want to be consistent in? And, you know, after you said it in class, I literally went through the rest of my day thinking about ways that it applies in so many additional areas. For instance, if I want to be a good parent, I need to be consistent with them on a regular basis so that they hear consistent communication, consistently saying the same thing in a same way, so that they all understand that, you know, dad really does mean this, or really is, you know, an important life lesson, an important truth I'm trying to help them grasp and get a hold of. But it's good. I can't be like, hey, listen up, do it this way this time, do it this way the next time. You know, it's not going to be helpful for them to confuse them. And consistency in my way of thinking greatly reduces the opportunity for confusion. And I think that confusion is really counterproductive, you know, in all the areas that you just mentioned, but in life skills in general. I think it's one of those things that people get tripped up on. And if we can, through the simple little, you know, day to day, just have that consistency in those areas that we prioritize, obviously it's going to be different person to person, but I think that makes a huge difference. So one of my high school teachers, who I was very close with, in fact, my mother died when I was a junior in high school, and she kind of, this teacher kind of became like a secondary mom to me in a lot of ways. And when I graduated, she gave me a journal that she knew that I did some journaling in, and she wanted me to have a new journal. So she gave it to me, and she put a little note in the front page. You know how you write in the, you know, the front page of a book. And she said something along the lines of, you know, continued success on your journaling journey. And just remember that the when the sparks of desire fade, the arc of discipline can rekindle it. And I thought, that is so powerful. And again, it's the consistency. If you show up, so much about life is just the showing up part. And I think that's what you're helping us understand today.
First of all, that's beautiful that you remembered her words like that. How powerful that words can change your life.
Yeah.
And I thought of the same thing in light of what you just said, that, you know, sometimes the consistency is just waking up and showing up. That's it. And you know, on the mat in yoga, that's really all it's about, is just showing up.
The biggest battle is just getting there. It really is.
And I heard from another friend this week that goes in line with what we're talking about, that really rang true to me, is he said how the motivation to exercise comes while you're exercising. There's no, you know, it's not the caffeine before, it's really get in there. And after a little bit, when your body starts moving, that's the motivation. That's when it comes.
No, that's such good stuff. Friends, join us each week. Jane Ann is, she works very hard on her talks for her classes, and they are so good. I just thought she needed to have a bigger microphone and a platform to put them out. And I know that many of you are being helped as well. Jane Ann, thank you for this. If follow her on Instagram at Yogini Yoginija. I think I did it right.
You got it. Sure did.
you can track her there. She's got a lot of this stuff there as well. Good stuff. Jane Ann, always look forward to it.
Me too, Kevin. Thank you.
Got it. Kevin McCullough, come right back. Number one.
From Pinnacle Peak Pictures comes Redeeming Love. Based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers, a story of the power of relentless love and perseverance, Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. More information is available at RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee.
Go to Byrna.com/KMC for all the latest discounts and specials. That's BYRNA.com/KMC.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. He says, "What are you doing?" And I told him about Balance of Nature. He says, "Well, whatever you're doing, keep it up."
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, "Whatever I'm doing, it's working."
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
Here's a product from Balance of Nature that basically makes it so you get the nutrient equivalent of eating 10 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. For the patients that I have taking it, it's been phenomenal.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Tell me, why a team worth $800 million should put you in the driver's seat?
This Christmas,
if you give me a chance, I will not let you down.
Life made him an underdog.
All my life, I've defined myself through sports. I was meant for something more.
Faith made him a champion.
God is going to do something great with you.
Experience the true story of legendary quarterback Kurt Warner.
Destiny wants the underdogs. You want to prove that?
American Underdog. In theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Coming to theaters January 21st, Redeeming Love, based on the best-selling novel by Francine Rivers.
That's Angel, finest girl west of the Rockies.
A life-changing story of the power of relentless love and perseverance. Redeeming Love shows there is no brokenness. Love can't heal.
That way is home. Your choice.
Redeeming Love. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters January 21st. Go to RedeemingLoveMovie.com.
to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and thank you for hanging in there throughout the show today. We're so grateful for all of the people that stopped by. Governor Mike Huckabee, Rachel Gresler from the Heritage Foundation, Charmaine Yost, and Jean Ann Benaira on your Fitness Friday. I don't know exactly what is non-diverse about these next characters. When you think of, you know, a plush toy or something that's inanimate, I don't know when that thing doesn't have any type of human characteristics other than eyes and mouth and nose. Think Potato Head. Well, I guess Mr. Potato Head had to have Mrs. Potato Head, right? So at some point they're going to have the non-binary Potato Head. But I don't know of a less distinguished, you know, prejudicial circumstance that you can come up with other than the M&M characters on TV. You've seen these guys? And you know that a couple of them are dudes because one of them has the really low voice. And one of them has the eyelashes that she bats. So I'm assuming the green M&M is the girl. But you've got literally M&Ms of every color of the rainbow, just about. They look like a rainbow in the bag. And yet the complaint is that they are not diverse enough. So what is happening is the characters in the M&M world are they're going to, and this is going to take effect immediately, they're going to give a more modern look and they're going to emphasize personalities. And the hope is that they are just recognized as being more diverse. Some of the changes appear to be to the two explicitly female M&Ms, green and brown ones. And what those are going to be, I guess they're going to put the girls in high heel shoes. But again, you've already got like the longer eyelashes and that sort of thing. Mars, the maker of the candies, has been criticized in the past for making them too sexy and possible flirtation with the M&Ms, et cetera, has, I guess it's not woke enough. You have to have non-binary flirtation if you're going to have flirtation. You have to have probably some sort of same gender attraction flirtation if you're going to be woke enough to satisfy the wokesters. This is really bizarre. I already thought that this would be the last place where wokeism would be able to touch, you know, the family of the M&M characters. These guys are ubiquitous in their commercials now for more than a decade. The two characters holding hands on the beach in that viral tweet came 2 days after the Supreme Court effectively legalized gay marriage and led to rampant speculation on the web. But that was in 2015. Again, still not woke enough. We have to be more woke. They have to be more diverse. They have to be more of something in order for someone to be satisfied somewhere. I don't know. I can't comprehend. I can't even keep up with what all of this stuff is supposed to mean anymore. But I know one thing. It sure tastes good. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.